This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet, the satellite. Now, a very special shout goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That goes for our FedEx, our UPS, as well as our mail haulers hauling the mail to the bulk mail centers and to the post offices. And, of course, it goes to our suicide jockeys who deliver the gas and the diesel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all the same way, Captain's America. That's Captain Adonis on the end of it, America, all one word. And, of course, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now on this Wednesday morning, we have up there in the land of milk and honey and fruits and nuts, and I could be wrong, but there might be some weather going his way today. That's none other than Rob Edwards. Aha. Aha. And another aha. Thank you, guys. Okay. Now, it's a pretty nice night down here. Right now, we've got, let's see here. That's my kitchen. 66 degrees, a little bit cloudy right now. I see you got rain off to your west. I don't think you got any by you.
No, just very unusually warm, 44 degrees.
Well, that's the lull before the storm, maybe, because behind the rain is snow.
Yeah, well, that's normal, yep.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to it.
Yep. It'll give you a little something to do up there. Maybe you can shovel off. Do they still, where do they play football up there?
Indoors.
Is it the Pontiac Dome? Is that what they call it?
Oh, no. Ford Field. That's downtown. Pontiac Silver Dome has been torn down.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Thank God.
They used to have to shovel snow off the roof.
Yeah, that was a horrible facility. So it's all long gone.
Okay, good. Good deal. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got to start with the NFL and this ball player. He's still in critical condition, Damar Hamlin. The NFL has not made any changes to its schedule coming up week 18. So at this time, the plan is to play the games as normal, Saturday and Sunday. But there's no certainty about how or when to resume the Bills-Bengals game that this player Damer Hamlin was injured in. So we don't know what's going to happen there. I know they're going to have to play the game because it has serious implications in the playoff. They just aren't going to play it this week.
Yeah, I don't think that they should delay it by any longer than 1 week. They don't need to drag it on because, you know, everyone who plays football knows that eventually there's a possibility of a serious injury. And while this is a little different, it's still an injury. And, you know, the show must go on. I don't mean to sound heartless or anything like that, but it's got to move on, seriously, while we continue to pray for the recovery of the young man at the same time. You got to press on. I think he would say that.
Well, we'll know soon, but right now I don't think he's capable of saying anything to anybody. I don't even know that he's awake yet, but we'll find out when we find out. Okay, well, it's day number two, and we're in Washington, D.C., and we still don't have a speaker. And, oh, by the way, we don't have a Congress.
Well, see, this is the thing, and I know on the surface, I mean, it looks crazy. You know, there have been plenty of descriptive words to point out what's going on in D.C., but the status quo has just about killed this country. Our country is on the verge of collapse, and the Republicans have for too long, for decades, maybe longer than decades, have been playing this go-along-to-get-along scenario. People have been, on the Republican side, have been compromising almost to our nation's collapse. And, you know, have you noticed, Captain, over the years, how the so-called extreme, well, not so-called, the extreme left has pushed the Democrat Party in a certain direction?
Always.
Well, there needs to be a coalition of people on the right to push the Republicans in the correct direction, in a more constitutional direction, in a direction to oppose, not always to go along, to get along and compromise, such as in the makeup of Congress, which has been going on for too long. We've compromised ourselves into a collapse. And like I said, people on the surface say, woe is me, this is horrible. But this is what the Founding Fathers set up.
All right, hold that thought, because you're going to get cut off here. Hold that thought. And folks, I'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards. We are going to get into this some more. Because under normal circumstances, had this been 30 years ago, I would have said, yep, let's do it. But we're not in those times anymore, unfortunately. I'll explain when we come back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Much has been written in recent years to try to dismiss the fact that the United States was founded upon Judeo-Christian principles. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, despite their efforts, leftist revisionists cannot change the historic facts. Anyone who takes the time to examine the original writings, personal correspondence, biographies, and public statements of the sovereign individuals who were instrumental in the founding of America will find an abundance of quotations showing the profound extent to which their thinking and their lives were influenced by a Christian worldview. This is not to say that all of the founding fathers were Christians, though most were. But even those who were not Christians were deeply influenced by and promoted the beneficial principles of Christianity, unlike modern-day leftist non-believers who seek to extinguish Christianity out of society. We can choose to get distracted wondering if Ben Franklin put his personal faith in Jesus or simply appreciate the blessings of Christian Judeo values that are the bedrock of our land of liberty. I'm Ron Edwards. Please check out theronedwards.com.
All righty, and I want you to check something else out, too, while you go over there to the website, theronedwards.com. You're going to see on there a display that says Constitutional Grounds. Now, Constitutional Grounds is kind of a unique coffee because if you got problems with acid and you drink coffee and maybe you have two or three cups and next thing you know your stomach's burning up, this is coffee that will not do that. And I drink a lot of coffee. Matter of fact, I got my cup sitting right here. I've been waiting. It's my second Tervis Tumbler iced coffee cup of the night. So I'm going to give it a little, the sample test right now. Here we go. Ah, delicious. That is so smooth. And all you got to do is go over to TheRonEdwards.com, his website, and look up the display that's there for Constitutional Grounds Coffee. You make your purchase right there. You get it done. And you are going to love what you got. Because, as the coffeemeister likes to say, Constitutional Grounds is...
the coffee you want in your cup.
There was that masked man again. He snuck in the back door, I'm telling you. He gets around. No, that's really, you know, what's amazing about that is, and I'm not the only one, okay? There's a lot of people that drink a lot of coffee, and all of a sudden your stomach starts to burn. It irritates you. But not this stuff. Not this stuff. So I'm happy to say that I'm a very content and pleased customer. How's that?
Hey, man, it's a great coffee. It's the first coffee I've decided to drink on a regular basis.
Yep. Now, let's talk.
It's very smooth.
Yeah, let's talk about the Democrats and the Russia election meddling narrative throughout Congress, the U.S. government, social media, and the media political attacks that then President Donald Trump back in 2017. They were the nexus for the intelligence community's infiltration at Twitter, weren't they?
Yeah. The Russian election meddling narrative and media political attacks on then-President Trump back in 2017 were, as I call it, a nexus point for the intelligence community's infiltration at Twitter. Captain, this is part of, I guess, what people are talking about when this was going on. There was this go-along to get-along spirit, even in the Republican Party. There was not a huge backlash against this. And because of compromising, the media went along with it. You had Fox News acting like if you said to... there was a false narrative, you were attacked, and it just went on and on and on, and it helped undermine the Trump administration. The latest files drawn from the internal Twitter communications start after news broke. They had suspended 300 Russian-connected accounts in August, I think, of 2017, and they show that officials first believed that they had less than 25 accounts to be concerned with and had no Russia problem whatsoever.
Hmm.
And it just kept going on and on and on with the Russia meddling claims permeating the media, politics, big tech. And they used, in fact, they used that narrative, Captain, to kill accounts.
Hmm. I'm not surprised.
Stop communications. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. By the way, our governor, at his inauguration yesterday for his second term, he tore into Washington and all the stuff that's going on there during his inauguration, as well he should have, because, you know, we're getting it right. And the reason we get it right is because we talk to each other down here. We listen to each other down here. Now, do we always listen totally and completely? No, but at least we listen, which is something a little different than what you see up there with the My Way or the Highway bunch inside the Capitol building. And that's what I'm going to call it. And by the way, like I said, you got the rhinos and you got the rhinettes.
Well, you know something, the go-along to get-along gang has just about killed the country. Ron DeSantis gets it. I guarantee you that if he were in Congress, he would be speaking out against the go-along to get-along.
He was in Congress, and he did speak out.
Yeah, and he did. And guess what? It's what he's doing now.
Yep, governor.
He's doing a great job as governor because he's not one of those go-along to get-along people. And people, they like that. Well, unless it's Donald Trump. But they like that in Florida. But they don't like that in Congress.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. That is what has caused people in Congress to say, you know what, we're not going to support McCarthy because he's a go-along to get-along meister, just like his buddy, Deputy Droop-along Mitch McConnell.
Well, Mitch McConnell's the one I have a problem with because what have you done for me lately is my expression with him.
He's done nothing for America. He's only done things for Democrats.
Right. I know that. And I sit there and I wonder, how can these people continue to elect him?
That is one of the great mysteries. And there are many compromisers like him in Congress. People are getting tired of it. See, people like Matt Gaetz, they understand how dangerous of a position this country is in right now. And they're willing to hold things up, to make a big discussion, to maybe to make the American people pay more close attention to what is going on, what has been going on, before it's too late for this republic. Sometimes you have to create some problems to get at the bigger problem, to make people see what's really going on.
Speaking of dangerous, two men were arrested in the power substation vandalism plot up in Washington State. That's a good thing. They got to them pretty quick.
Thank God. Thank God, Captain, because we've got to get these guys, and I hope they are really punished, that they throw the book at these guys and leave them in a birdcage, because too often people have been getting, in recent years, getting a slap on the wrist, and you start a trend. And hopefully they get the long arm of thought that really shakes these guys up and throws them in jail for a long time, because I think this has happened several times around the country in recent months. So it's just not that one situation there. North Carolina, I think, got hit. South Carolina, I forget. But this is terrible and very, very, very potentially dangerous.
Now, I hear that you've gone and gotten yourselves a hold of a very tall stepladder where you can climb up on top of it, and you could dump these little particles that you've got into the atmosphere to stop global warming. And at the very least, people are calling that dangerous because you're up so high in the air.
See, this is another retarded problem. I don't know who approved this, first of all.
I don't either, but somebody did.
It's very dangerous to screw along with the weather. They've been doing that, and I believe they call it. I read about it, never saw it, but I've heard about HAARP and CERN, that they've been dealing with the weather in the wrong way for a long time. But
yeah, they seed the clouds to make it rain.
Yeah, this is not good. This is not good. It's very dangerous. It's setting a bad precedent. And global warming has been overblown, by the way. I mean, recent blizzards are indication that there is no major global warming.
You got one right to the west of you right now. Mm-hmm.
That's right, on the way.
Yep.
It's going to be hitting. It's going to be hit. The main focus of that blizzard is going to be above us. And
yeah, it's showing up to the Upper Peninsula. Mm-hmm.
Thank God. But you know, Captain, this is stupid stuff, and it's got to be stopped.
Well, I hear you. I don't disagree with you. And I'll tell you what, we'll find out more when we speak again on Saturday.
Absolutely. Take care. Godspeed. Bye
All
now.
Right. Thank you very much. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And go over to theronedwards.com. Find out more about him over there. And we will be right back with a Sports Zone QB. Yep, that's Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, coming right back with more. And we're going to talk about this this ball player and how he's doing and how he will be doing. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. After three separate votes on Tuesday, House Republicans failed to reach an agreement on who Speaker of the House should be. Democrats remained united around Hakeem Jeffries from New York in the minority position. It should be noted no business can be conducted in the House until a Speaker is elected. They'll try again later today. Former Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard on Fox News says politics is changing, but not for the better.
Political parties are getting more powerful, and individual representatives that we the people elect are getting weaker.
In Manhattan, New York, Tuesday, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to fraud and other criminal charges. His trial is set to begin in 9 months. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin continues to improve, according to his uncle. DeMar remains in critical condition, but his oxygen-assisted intake has gone from 100% to 50% since arriving at the hospital. Lance Pry, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in on this Wednesday morning. Hump day, as they like to say.
Yep,
hump day. And don't forget that if you are in pain and arthritis and rheumatism and all that stuff is settling in with the cold weather that we've had around the last few weeks, although it's warm now, you might want to check out Relief Factor by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 3-week quick start over there, because after all you have to lose is pain. And joining us right now, we've got the one, the only, the incomparable, the Sports Zone quarterback who doubles up as the Insurance Zone quarterback. And here he is, Patrick Hyland.
Yay! 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 Yay!
It must have been that turkey dinner yesterday, gotcha.
Yeah, you're not kidding. That was great, man. We had a great time at Mr. Barbecue, meeting with the fellas, helping people out with their insurance needs. It's what it's all about, Captain, giving back to fellow man. Speaking about giving back to fellow man, DeMar Hamlin, the young man from Monday night's football game who suffered the cardiac arrest.
Right.
And, had to come off the field and give him CPR. He's still in critical condition, but the encouraging news now, Matt, is that he's breathing 50% on his own. Ventilator's only helping him out 50%. Where yesterday it was 100%. They're just praying there's no damage to his lungs. They had to resuscitate him twice.
Yep.
So, you know, that's the other issue. But the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, let's, hats off to those guys and the first responders and the care unit there, you know. My nephew does that, Captain. Real proud of him. So, we just need to be thankful for all the people out there that do that, because it's not an easy job, to say the least. And obviously a lot of, you know, pressure and a lot of anxiety when you do a job like that. You know, the good news out of this that's coming is his foundation now has created $3.6 million towards toys for the kids to, you know, give kids a Christmas that, you know, normally wouldn't. So God bless him for that. He was an interesting, he's an interesting young man, Captain, with, on the back of his helmet, he put Choose Love.
Mm-hmm.
And, lot to be said for that, in my opinion. You know, we, it's okay to, you know, compete and fight and argue and discuss and all that. But at the end of the day, we got to respect and love each other for where we are in life and, educate each other too on a variety of things. So, you know, try to make lemonade out of lemons of the situation. The NFL will not play football this week, resuming this game. They will play Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, and then they're going to make a decision on this game if it makes a difference or not, if they're going to play it. There's going to be some difference of opinions there, and we'll see what the NFL decides. So, on that subject, switching a little bit to hockey, the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Chicago Blackhawks, one of the teams that hasn't changed their mascot name anyway, was 1-1 and then became 4-1 real quick. So Lightning, congratulations on another victory. So they're doing that. And, like to see that happen, obviously. And, you know, some things happened in baseball yesterday. Beavers, the third baseman for Boston Red Sox, Captain, they agreed in salary arbitration for him to sign a one-year contract, $17.5 million. Hello. And he's been an all-star for 2 years, and the Red Sox have lost a few players, and they still have a few players to sign. So we'll see what happens. We'll be talking a lot of baseball here, spring training. They'll be gearing up here in about, you know, 6 weeks, Captain, when the pitchers and catchers report, and then obviously the rest of the players. So that'll be fun.
I hear you.
Yeah. Some great games this weekend in the NFL, and hopefully we can get past this tragedy of the Mr. Hamlin and get back to it. And looking forward to the Monday night game between the Georgia Bulldogs and the Texas Christian University Horned Frogs.
Oh, boy.
Should be an interesting championship game.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me a little bit of, you know, the old David and Goliath, Captain.
Yeah.
That'll be fun to see. In basketball news, the Pelicans, Williamson, the New Orleans Pelicans, Williamson, great ball player. He's going to be out for 3 weeks with a hamstring injury. You know, that's the thing, Captain, speaking about the hamstring injury. You know, you've played sports. You know, most of us have. You understand when you play, you're going to have bent fingers, sprained ankles, pulled hamstrings. It's just part of it. But what happened Monday night, you just can't. You can't fathom, especially 24-year-old young man. I mean, I know you remember, Captain, when you were in your 20s. I do. But, you know, thought you were Superman. Now, nothing could happen to you.
Invincible.
You see that one. It shakes you up, you know. You've seen a lot on your days, too, being a fire chief. But it's pretty wild on a football field to witness that. So that's going to be on that subject. But, Captain, you know, there's a lot of things going out there in the world of insurance, too, that people need to be cognizant of, and I'm there to help. My name's Patrick Hyland. It's easy to get a hold of me at 813-966-1052. Love to sit down with you, have a cup of coffee. Just go over what you have. If what you have is appropriate for you, then great. If not, let's make a change or do some tweaking, get you something better. Call the company you're with and see if they have something better for you there. So there's just so many things you can do to help out. The other thing, Captain, I want to do a shout-out to Mission Barbecue for all the good they do. This Monday in Brandon, they're doing a Feed the Homeless, Veterans Homeless out there. And I think those are things that need to be said also in our community. You know, we talk a lot about the negatives of society, but there's a lot of good out there, too. And that's one thing. I don't think there should be any.
Before you go, we have a caller, and I think he wants to say something to you. So, you ready?
Go for it.
Good morning. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's up?
Just wanted to comment on that football game that the fellow was injured in.
Yes, sir.
I think they ought to get back to the exact same spot, same score and everything, and play it out, because I don't think it's fair to the rest of the teams, and it also keeps the continuity of the game and the integrity of the playoffs intact. And the other thing I want to say is my boy Luca just keeps rolling along. All right, Captain.
Well, there's one problem with that. I understand the players don't want to play the game just yet.
Right.
And they're not going to put any pressure on him. That's what I understood.
Well, yeah, I get his point, though. If they, you know, don't finish the game, and he's right, they should start it at 7-3 with 6:12 left in the first quarter, ball at the 34-yard line, and play ball.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's right on that one. When do you play that game? That's the question. Do you give them a break and, you know, you replay? You know, they're not going to do it this way. Do you have them just replay the game Sunday and then see what happens, and then maybe you have the two teams they were going to play Thursday night? But it looks like they're going to do week 18, and then after that,
right,
do you play?
This will be an add-on the following during the week. Yep.
Sure. Yeah. And what they could do, you know, is just push back the playoffs 1 week. And what I mean by that, Captain, is you have Cincinnati and Buffalo replay the game next Saturday, and have no playoff games next Saturday or Sunday, and then start the playoffs. The only thing that would change, and we keep the Super Bowl date, we just wouldn't have 2 weeks of waiting for the Super Bowl. You would just have one. That's one option they could be, Captain, that I thought of. So we'll see what they decide and what they're going to do. But, it's going to be interesting to see what comes of this. And I'm just thankful and blessed, and thank God the young man didn't pass away, because that would have been very, very heartbreaking for a lot of people to have seen that witness.
Well, they had to resuscitate him twice. They had to do a stop twice, and this, you know, he did. That's why everybody was so upset. They saw that.
Oh, shoot, yeah, when you see that and you don't see the guy moving, you're going, what happened? What's going on? It's just not something you witness. I mean, you know, shoot, we've seen concussions and they cart you off the field and then they resume the game. Well, this is a little different, man. This kid almost died, so that's why you have to look at it. But anyway, Captain, we'll talk about some other things on Friday. I hope we talk about him breathing 100% on zone. How awesome would that be? Again, if I can be of help to anybody out there with their insurance needs, please don't hesitate to call me. I'd love to just talk to people. Captain can tell you that. And call me at 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain. Talk to you Friday morning, sir.
Yes, you will. Okay, Patrick Hyland, he happens to be the Sports Zone quarterback. Check out the Facebook page, The Sports Zone. I'll be right back with Brandon Rimes.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. Retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I want to remind everybody about Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They always bring you the last part of the segment here on the show. And, of course, Dominic's Blinds and Decor has been around just forever and ever and ever down there in Sarasota. They were my original sponsors to the program years ago. And, of course, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local area. Now, you can call them at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, well, we've just gone from the Sports Zone quarterback to the consumer quarterback on the line, and here he is, the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Tell you what, we got some interesting news in business this day, if you will. First of all, we're hearing that business might be a little bit on the upswing because of the fact that we have found out that the housing cost of manufacturing and building things has not gone up as much as they thought it was. So technically, we might be saving a little bit of money.
Well, that'd be nice. Yeah, hopefully we'll see that translate into pricing for, you know, new construction. There's, you know, in the real estate sector, there's an interesting story that came out, too, just recently that I talked about on my show with one of the largest institutional buyers that owns about 115,000 apartment complexes across the country. So they have raised the rents on a lot of their tenants and across the country. And, you know, most notable one down in Palm Beach County went up 93% year over year for rent. So renters are hurting, you know, renters are hurting pretty bad. And you know, if you can get into home ownership, that's definitely, you know, a much better route to be. And then one of the other stories I was reading on my show out of the Wall Street Journal talked about 23 economists were saying that there was going to be a recession in 2023. And then two of the 25 that were interviewed said 2024, the recession was going to hit in 24. But, yeah, I think, you know, we're already in a recession. You look at the challenges that people have of making their bills, paying their bills, their groceries, the cost of inflation, and, you know, the lack of savings. I think we're already in a recession. But, you know, parts of the country are feeling it. You know, different parts of the country feel it differently, you know.
Do you know who agrees with you?
Probably, I would say maybe Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, I'm going to read you what this says. It's the Gallup poll agrees with you. They've interviewed some private individuals, and the private individuals are saying that nearly 8 in 10 believe that the 2023 is going to be a time of economic instability. In other words, things are just not going to be stable during the year. They're going to be up, they're going to be down, they're going to be down, they're going to be up, whatever.
Yeah, and that's you know, unfortunately what the elites want. They want to hollow out the middle class of America, and they're doing it every way they can. So, you know, number one, the biggest culprit is the Federal Reserve. You know, raising the rates, continuing to raise the rates instead of giving us time after raising the rates. They're supposed to, they should ideally allow 3 to 6 months to pass after they raise the rates to see how that effect takes place on 300 plus million Americans. And, you know, that similar number of businesses, you know, that we have, it takes time for those numbers to, for those policies rather to take effect. So they're punching a hole right through the heart of America, and they're doing it on purpose because they have a global elitist regime that's the climate cult. You know, it's led by the climate cult, and it's led by a lot of the others. And, you know, and of course the Uniparty. You know, the Uniparty's been hollowing out America for decades now. So, you know, as small business owners and leaders, you know, we need to pull together and do everything we can to support each other and to support one another. You know, especially, you know, on my show, I talk a lot about shopping local, shopping small. You know, don't shop at the big banks. You know, the big names, I don't have to say them, you know who they are. Wells Fargo just got hit with a huge, huge lawsuit and settlement and fired, I think it was something like 9,200 people because of some of their practices, their nefarious practices that they were doing, opening accounts. So, yeah, a lot of the big institutions, a lot of the big companies, they're bad news. You got to stay away from them.
Mm-hmm. Now, I am talking, folks, to the real estate quarterback. And, of course, his name is Brandon Rimes. And you can go to your website, which is what now?
ConsumerQB.com. ConsumerQB, like quarterback.com. Mm-hmm.
All right. And, of course, you have a show. You're on. You can be heard in the local area here, in my area, Tampa, as well as on the web. You can go to the website and hear your show on the web. There you go. We'll get it out that way for the national people to hear it. Now, listen, I want to mention something because I'm always concerned about Medicare, and everybody else listening should be too, even the younger people that aren't on it. Medicare lost millions of dollars in savings due to a massive oversight on the part of the people that are supposed to be watching where this money is going and whether or not the people that are getting it are the ones that are supposed to get it. And they blew it again.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. You see all these missteps and you see the lack of accountability. That's what I just can't get past is, you know, when are we going to start holding people accountable? When are people going to go to jail? When are people going to have, serious consequences to these different actions and fraud that we see, you know, FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, you know, all these different people, Epstein, all the people related. You don't see the accountability, and the American people are so sick of it. You know, they're pissed off, as you know, some of the sayings say, but you know, what can you do, right? So you have to be in touch. You have to get out and vote. You got to help, do ballot harvesting or whatever you need to do, to compete and to win. We got to start really, really focusing on winning, especially in the swing state.
Well, you have to understand something. This took a long time to get it in the way it is right now by people just not paying attention and not listening to people like myself or yourself when we talk about this on the radio. People, I hope, are listening now because we can do something about this if we'll just get out there off our dumps, go to the polls, vote these people out of office that are causing this problem, and start over.
Yes, exactly. And tell your friends, grab five friends and go do it. You have to do it because we're at a tipping point where it's not going to come back our way, and we're going to have a digital currency, and it's going to be the end of the Bible, the revelation type stuff happening. So if we don't do it, our next generation is screwed. Our kids and grandkids, it's over. It's done. You know, it's going to be America's gone. The globalists win. If we don't stand up, we have to stand up and fight.
Now you have an office, right?
We do. Yep.
Now,
absolutely, right here in Tampa Bay.
Do you require your people to come to the office to work?
Not really. I mean, real estate's a little bit different. A lot of times you're on the road. We have meetings. You know, we have weekly meetings, check-ins, things like that. But no, it's not a requirement.
Okay, because what's going on right now, believe it or not, is they are, let's see here. More bosses are demanding that workers return to the office and not work from home anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that, especially if it's a office staff, a secretary, you know, admin. You know, there's certain things that can be done in the office. There's certain things that can be done at home. I like a lot of the flex work hours. You know, I like that strategy where, you know, a few days away and a couple days in the office, something like that. But yeah, you know, that was something that was a normal before the Chinese virus, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's interesting to see how that plays out with, you know, corporate America, small businesses. But there's just sometimes it's just better to be in the central location to get certain things done.
Now, before I have to let you go, which is going to be in about 20 seconds, I saw another Tesla on the back of a flatbed going north again yesterday that had been burnt.
Oh yeah, I hear that, and I had another friend tell me that theirs had some kind of an update that happened, and it broke down and had all these problems. Yeah, I'm not big on the electric vehicles. You know, I think it's part of the climate cold agenda, and they can control you. It's one more way they can shut you down and control you.
Very true, my friend. Okay, we will see you on the radio.
Thanks, if we don't
see you in the meantime. Brandon Rhymes, everybody.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yep, he is the consumer quarterback. ConsumerQB.com, the website. ConsumerQB.com, the website. Go over there, check him out, see all the great things he has to offer. And he could probably help you, too. All right, I'll be back tonight. And don't forget, coming tomorrow, we'll be down at Mixon's in Bradenton.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.